T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. As the day goes on, we answer more and more questions.
That's right.
We told you earlier, James Taylor is going to be doing a rocking version of the national anthem.
People
tonight
are really abuzz about it.
Yep. We find out from Pete Abraham, Carl Yastrzemski will throw out the first pitch.
Great choice.
No
great
issues
choice
with that at
yes
all.
Yes. Good one.
Got no issues with that. We're
no
good
problem.
So we've got that answered, and now we find out at two Nomar.
Nomar. Nomar.
So Nomar,
believe it or not, Nomar
is picking the Dodgers.
Now, so this is something you may not know about Nomar Garciaparra.
Yeah.
He is now a LA Dodgers TV analyst.
Okay. Well,
yeah, so that's
probably, I sort of understand.
That's probably part of it, I
but,
guess.
But, I mean, somebody break the news to Lou.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a tough one. When is Nomar going to join their show? It's going to be...
I'm sure.
Probably sit in as a host anytime he wants.
I'm guessing he's here, if not, at least in L.A. OMF has got a whole weekend planned in L.A. Friday, they're going to be out in L.A. for the whole weekend. Friday, they're doing a 5-hour show. They're adding an hour. They're going from 2 to 7.
I tell you, we're getting our money's worth out of those guys.
Saturday, right? They're doing a 4-hour show.
Woo!
Sunday, they're doing another lengthy show. I mean, they are...
Fourier's got to be loving it. Like, more than anybody else. He's going to be super excited.
I don't think he realized that he was going to have to do shows on the weekend
if he went out there.
Right. I think he thought, well, I'll go out and I'll stay with mom and dad.
Sure.
Get some good home cooking.
Sure.
Go to the game.
Yeah, it turns out. Busy guy. Busy guy.
Evidently,
out there.
They want him to work and stuff.
Yeah, Nomar says Dodgers in 6. That is Nomar's prediction. So that's a shame. Hard to hear that.
Poor Lou.
Lou's I don't know how he's going to be able to bounce back from that.
Heartbroken. He just...
Tough to hear it, you know.
Hard to be happy after you hear that.
Yeah.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. I'm sure, and people are wondering about this, you know, what do you have to do to win a World Series? Maybe there are I don't know, keys to winning a World Series.
Oh, is that right, Dale? Could there be keys to the World Series?
It could be.
And it rhymes, too, which is even better.
Been working on that one.
Yeah, I have. I've been
workshopping that while
it's all been a build-up
Charleston
to the World Series. That's it. Yeah, I was down there thinking about keys. I'm like, how can they win this? How can they find a way?
Well, that's coming up a little bit later
on. Good.
617-779-7937. Sean is in Idaho. Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Hello, and good afternoon there, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Ready to go?
Yep.
Ready for that World Series?
I don't think they care if I'm ready, but yes, I am.
Okay. Well, it's good to hear from you guys. I always enjoy your show. You know, I think, again, the keys for the Red Sox in this series, out-pitch, out-hit, out-manage, just outplay that Dodger team in every category, and they got this. I have every belief that they're
going
to
be fine.
Well,
if they did all that, yes, it would be an easy thing to do.
Well, it looks like we're not doing my keys anymore.
Was that three of them?
I'm sorry. I think that with Chris Sale, you know, I think everybody should not be concerned about his health. You know, he had the bad outing against Houston, but it's different now. I think he's going to be the Chris Sale of tonight, and the objective is to attack Kershaw. Why? Because, he said, you know, he's not going to let these, like, health concerns get to him. He's going to go out there, and he's going to be ready to go tonight, and the objective is to get to Kershaw. Remember, Kershaw does not have good postseason.
Yeah, but Sean, but hold on. But on Chris Sale, though, like, I don't know how you could say, like, he's not going to let the health bother him. Like, well, so what happened last game? Like, that to me was a health thing. And then he was supposed to start game 5, and then he couldn't start game five.
You're right. There was something wrong with him in the last outing against Verlander in the American League Championship Series.
Right.
I think hopefully tonight you'll see this Chris Sale that we saw in the divisional series against the Yankees.
I hope
That's the way I view it.
All right, Sean, thanks for the call.
I mean,
that's fine, and that's what we all hope for, but I just think it might be too much for him. Like, I was pleasantly surprised with his game 1 start. Again, he was on the DL twice in August.
Yep.
Like, we've all been following this whole time. He made 1 start in August. Then all of September was basically just pitch count games. And then finally at the end, he got up to, 92 or 93 pitches. That was the last start, but we still were like, how hard is he throwing? How hard is he throwing? Then he starts game 1 against the Yankees, And he looked pretty good. It was mid-90s. And he said, all right, well, maybe this is what he is now. He went 5 1/3, gave up 2 runs. He struck out 8, and they won the game 5-4. Then he comes out in relief later on in the series, and they win that game. And you're like, all right, that was a great 8th inning for Chris Sale. That was awesome. And then you're thinking, all right, well, now I feel pretty good about it. Now he comes out game 1. He's throwing low 90s. He walked 4 guys, and he hit a batter. And then when he was asked to pitch again that series, he couldn't. So maybe he'll surprise everybody once again and pitch like he did game 1 against the Yankees. But I don't know. The last week has not been very kind to Chris Sale.
And I even posed the theory, the possibility, and it was only that, that one of the reasons they're putting Drew Pomeranz on the World Series roster is as insurance in case Chris Sale isn't as healthy as they'd like him to be.
Yeah, I just wonder if there's somebody else that's better suited for it. I mean, if you're looking for somebody to eat up a lot of innings, that I don't know if that would really be a big need for you. Like, it's a 7-game series, and we've seen them sort of piece it together with starters. You know, like the game 4 starter in Rick Porcello might pitch an inning tonight. And then, you know, a couple games from now, Nathan Eovaldi comes back at, you know, after he starts game 3 or whatever. Cora's been pretty creative, so I can't think of a reason why Pomeranz would get the call over Bobby Pointer or Brian Johnson or anybody else you can come up with.
I'm a little concerned because Sean may have stolen your thunder, but just a bumper sticker.
He really did.
Bumper sticker Sean's call. If they manage better, pitch better, hit better, play better, they'll probably win the series.
They should. I mean, they should come out on top if all those things
That's
go their way.
That's the bumper sticker version of what he was saying.
Yeah, more runs, you know, pitch well.
Might be stealing Lou's entire gig for this afternoon, too.
Good defense.
His astute analysis could have entailed that.
Yeah, it's all in there. It's all good stuff.
617-779-7937. Jerome's in Scituate. Hey, Jerome.
Hey, Dale. How are you? Welcome back, Rich.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I want to talk about the brilliance of Cora. I love him thinking outside the box. But every time I call, Dale, I forget to tell you, I really miss the – remember when you had the show on Sunday morning with Nelly?
And Ron Hobson. It's called NFL Ron, Sunday.
Yep. That was a great show.
Thank you.
There you go.
Hey, listen, I love Corey. You don't know who the heck's going to be up in the bullpen. You don't know who's going to come in for an inning. I love the way he thinks out of the box. I think that Tito Francona had a little effect. Tito used to do a little bit of that sometimes.
No, I mean, it is true. I mean, we were not ready for Porcello to pitch the 8th inning, you know, going back to game 1, right? I mean, that was going back to game 1 of the playoffs.
Right,
like, oh,
right.
Here we go. Like this, so they didn't add anybody at the deadline into the bullpen, but we've seen Cora use his 4 starters. Now, Price hasn't come out of the pen yet, but they had him
warmed
up.
They were ready the other night.
And the other 3 guys all did. They all got huge outs. Eovaldi in the clinching game was huge. I mean, if it wasn't him,
you could have made a case for Eovaldi being the MVP of the ALCS.
I think he might be the MVP of the first 2
of the playoffs so far.
If you added him up.
It's not a thing, but if we made it a thing.
We'll make it a thing right here. He's our American League playoff MVP. He had 2 great starts, and then he goes and he gets 4 big outs out of the pen. And he's got an ERA under 2. I mean, I don't think anybody's been more important than Eovaldi.
And here's the real irony of this whole thing, because think about this. We thought that one of the weaknesses for the Red Sox going into the playoffs was the bullpen.
Sure.
The bullpen was going to cost them. The bullpen was going to blow up. And you know, Dave Dombrowski didn't do anything to help the bullpen. And look what happened.
Right.
Matt Barnes, Ryan Brazier, Heath Hembree, and Joe Kelly have combined in the postseason for an ERA of 0.81.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Red Sox relievers have stranded 14 straight inherited runners. Ryan Brazier hasn't allowed a run in 7 innings this postseason. Matt Barnes, opposing hitters are 1-for-20 against Matt Barnes in the playoffs, a .050 batting average.
I know. It's been pretty outrageous. I mean, how good those guys have been. I mean, really, there was a point where the only guy you felt good about was Craig Kimbrell, and you didn't like any of the other guys, and then that is flipped.
Yeah. Craig Kimbrell's the guy who scared you to death.
He's only giving up runs. I mean, I know Workman gave up runs and Eduardo Rodriguez, you know, gave up a few runs, but forget those guys. You know, they're not pitching high leverage spots. So out of the guys that have been asked to pitch when the game is close, all of them have been have done really well, with the exception of Craig Kimbrell, which is nuts. But they've had a big enough lead that even when Kimbrell's given up runs, they've been able to hold on and win.
We were talking about just briefly. We were talking about you know, wacky things that you do on Halloween.
Yes,
an overrated holiday. I talked about burning a tire off a railroad bridge.
Yeah, see, how can it be overrated if you're burning tires?
Well, I did it once.
It sounds like a good time.
Like 14 years old. Well. A Twitter follower had
you were burning things at 14?
You stole a car when you were 14?
You killed a man
when you were 14?
So a Twitter follower had the best idea of all. I've never heard of this one.
What's this?
Good clean Halloween fun.
I like clean Halloween fun.
He says they'd run around the neighborhood with the cable remote and change people's channels or shut off their TV.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
For their curtains. Now, that's actually, they're going, what?
Because then you think it's a ghost.
Oh, yeah, you don't know.
Out. Yeah, that one's not bad. I don't mind that one.
Especially if they do it during World Series Game 7.
Oh, that would drive you nuts.
Could you imagine?
People would lose
Halloween
their minds.
Night.
Yeah.
Everybody in Boston's watching TV and some nuts.
Some idiot is running around channels.
Putting it on the Bruins game.
I feel like, would that work, though, with every channel? Like, you got to hope everybody has the same cable.
Everybody
package,
in your neighborhood probably got the same.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. All right.
I like the idea, though.
Fair enough.
Jim's in Florida. Hey, Jim.
Jim here from Daytona Beach. I'm a Red Sox fan, just wanted to know that.
Nice.
I saw that far enough that I saw 7-1 play in Fenway.
How about that?
I played American Legion ball against Tony C.
No kidding.
How'd you do?
Yeah.
How did I do?
Yeah.
We didn't do very well.
No.
None of us would.
No.
We didn't do very well.
Tough matchup.
But, you know, here's the thing. I was just, in fact, I took my grandson. He'd never been north of Georgia. To Fenway Park in August.
Uh-huh.
Got 7 rows behind the dugout, the Red Sox dugout.
Okay.
But that's enough for me.
You said it.
You know, it actually lasted longer than I expected,
come on,
to be
that's
honest
mean.
With you.
Rossi, come on. That was perfectly timed, but that was still very mean.
Fourth ball breaking. Now I'm looking at you guys because I'm nervous. I'm like, last time you got mad at me, I dropped somebody. I'm not really mad, but.
No, I definitely did not get really mad.
No, but you did. You yelled.
That might be the first time in the history of somebody getting blown up where he goes, that's enough about me. And then boom. Okay.
Yeah, it was enough about you a while ago.
We'll talk about it. I don't think we need the whole setup.
7 rows behind the dugout.
Yeah,
the
there it is.
Dugout.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's enough for me.
Played American Legion ball.
He goes, that's enough
against
from me.
Tony C.
Yes, it is.
As soon as he got to his last name in his hometown in Florida.
Oh, my God.
It was kind of enough.
Tough start. Hey, let's go to Jim in Florida. Hey, guys, it's Jim here in Florida.
No, he gave his last name, too.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. Very beginning. Go back to the beginning. His first and last name and his hometown or where he's living.
I don't love that.
Hey, it's Jim here from Daytona Beach.
No, Jim here. Didn't he say Jim here?
I thought he said Jim Hansen or something like that.
Hey, it's Jim here from Daytona
Beach.
Oh,
maybe he did.
Yeah.
Oh, good ear, Dale.
I'm telling you, he gave us the whole resume.
Thanks, Jim Hansen.
5'7", 165.
I was like a three-tool
player. Blue eyes.
Hit for average, good arm, no
like
power.
Walks on the beach.
Like, oh, my God.
6'1", 7". Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
We're
all right, good,
thanks, Jim.
Plenty.
Probably plenty, Jim. Yeah.
617-779-7937. What we need are some keys.
Yes.
We got the need for keys.
Yes.
It's coming up next. Sports Radio WEEI.
This is a good dream. Are you kidding me? This is great. I mean, you got two great teams going at it. I think you want to see in the World Series the two best teams throughout the season playing in it. I think these are the two best teams over the course of this season playing in the World Series. But I think it's going to be going to game 6, and I think the Dodgers can pull it out.
Oh, Nomar, we hardly knew
Come
yet.
On, Nomar.
Man.
Of all the guys. But it makes sense. He works for the Dodgers now. He went and played for the Dodgers. He now works for the Dodgers. I kind of get it.
Probably in the history of doing, you know, sports talk radio in Boston, a couple of calls have become, you know, infamous that I've been involved with. One was when Mo Vaughn said, I don't need any more money, Dale. I already got all the money
that
I
need.
That was good.
That was really good.
The other one was when Nomar called from his honeymoon in Hawaii to make an impassioned plea about how much he wanted to stay in Boston.
I remember
and
that.
And how much he loved playing for the Red Sox.
That was pretty crazy.
And I'm thinking, you got nothing else to do here?
Honeymoon, my man.
I've seen Mia Hamm. What the hell are you doing calling me?
Why are you calling us right now? You can deal with this later. Yeah, that was pretty wild. And so,
And it was a Patriots Monday. We're down at Gillette. And they the producer gets in my ear, and the producer says, Nomar's on the phone. And I go, what?
You're like, I'm pretty sure he's not.
He was.
Wasn't a prank call.
No. He was on his honeymoon in Hawaii calling Sports Talk Radio
to say how much he loved it here. Yeah, that's usually the kiss of death, too,
and
isn't
it? And that next July, they wheeled his ass out of town.
Like, oh, great, thanks. You love it here? Okay, great. That's awesome. Bye. We're gonna make some major changes here.
It all happened exactly that way. It was just strange. And then I had a chance a few years later. I'm doing Red Sox baseball.
Yes.
I'm in Philly. Do the game in Philly. And Dave O'Brien's doing the game on ESPN. He's working with Nomar. And Dave O'Brien, we see each other after the game. And he says, hey, ESPN's got a van to take us back to the hotel. Hop in with us.
Sure.
So I hop in. Nomar's there. O'Brien's there. I'm there. We end up going to Davio's in Philadelphia, sharing a glass of wine.
Yes.
Not to eat. That. It's too late that night.
Oh, okay.
And Nomar was a blast to talk to.
Was he really?
He was funny. He was outgoing.
Because he was one of the guys that was a real surprise that he got into the media.
Just
because he wasn't always the best with the media as a player. And then pretty quickly after he retired, was it that year? Like right away he was involved in doing stuff on TV and everything else. So I was like, huh, okay.
And all I was thinking was, if Red Sox fans had seen this guy,
yeah,
this guy right here, he might still be here.
He might. People did love him, though. And I think people did kind of grow tired of him. But I was of the generation that sort of grew up with him. Like, when he first broke in.
Were you
in,
doing that whole batting gloves thing
in your Babe Ruth games? No, I wasn't nearly as obnoxious as he was.
Just before you got chucked out?
No. But, like, he wasn't my favorite player. I was obviously more of like a Carl Everett fan, as you can imagine. But Nomar was, if you went down the line of every kid in Little League and in Babe Ruth, and you're like, who's your favorite player? Like, Nomar was over half of the kids' favorite players.
Yeah, I remember the baseball cards, everybody liked Nomar.
And, like, every kid that wore number 5 was like, why are you number 5? Like, because of Nomar. Like, Nomar was as popular as anybody for a while. But then by the end, it was like, okay.
And
you got Ortiz. You got some of these other guys that are surpassing you.
And I can't.
But I think it's going to be going to Game 6, and I think the Dodgers can pull it out.
And now he's picking the Dodgers.
And I always wondered, did anybody say to Nomar, this Sports Illustrated cover photo idea might not be a good idea?
Yeah, you look good. You look real good.
Look great.
Beach ready.
I wish I looked like that.
Yeah, he was ripped. Looked real strong there.
You saw it and you went.
Now, I always wonder on those days, like, was that the plan all along? Or were they like, hey, just stand
just
there with the bat.
Take your shirt off.
And then they're like, you know what? That one's not working for me. Can you pop the top real quick? Just go ahead and take the shirt.
Top.
Throw that on the floor. We don't need that. Yeah. Now take the bat. Put it behind your shoulders. There you go. And you're like, wait, that's the shortstop?
Yeah, baby. Work it.
Get somebody to oil them up. And then there you have it. Yeah, that is one of the most famous.
Boss. You're looking really vascular.
No, you do not do a Laurinaitis. That's not a good Laurinaitis.
It's the best I got.
That's one of the more memorable Sports Illustrated covers.
Yes.
For sure.
I think it's still hanging at Fenway. It's still on the wall.
Be.
It is.
They have like all
They've
the
got
ones.
All the Sports you, Illustrated the covers. Yeah, if you're heading down towards where the bar is there. And
yeah, the Nomar one should be up there.
And it's up
great.
There and you
that's
go,
a good one.
Yeah, this was a good plan.
Nothing happened to him.
No one will ask a question if they see this baby.
All good. Guy had some injury issues. Other than that, he's fine.
Leo's down on the Cape. Hey, Leo.
What's up, Leo?
How are you doing?
Good.
I have a quick question for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of an outfield on the same team ever getting all three of them gold gloves in the same year?
No.
No.
No, I've never
what
heard of that.
What happened with the Red Sox? Didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I'm just saying. I've never heard of that happening. You know, we're going to give it a quick bing here.
I don't
here,
think
but...
it'll happen on the Red Sox either. I don't. I mean, no. I don't think Benintendi, he's good. And
I'm
he made
sure
the great
Jackie Bradley Jr., as good as he is the best defensive center fielder in the league.
He's never won a gold glove.
Right.
I mean, he's great, and everybody makes him out like he's the greatest thing that's ever happened to the league defensively, but he's never even won a gold glove. But they could have two. I don't think they'll have three. Benintendi makes some nice plays, but
Mookie's going to win it every year.
Yeah. I don't think he's one of the best defensive outfielders, though, in the league.
I don't know if outfield defense one of the things that will make or break the Red Sox in this series? Would it be considered, I don't know, one of the
oh.
keys?
Would it potentially be?
Chris Keith. What is going to be a couple of keys for the Boston Celtics to get a win here tonight?
And now, Dale and Keith present.
What are your two keys tonight?
Well, okay, Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's keys.
It's Keith's keys.
Keith, I think I'm going to quit my NASA job if this ever happens again.
It's something that's got to grow on you. Woo! I got to be honest with you.
Yes, it does. Here we go. Red Sox Dodgers tonight. This is not just game one, Dale. This is Keith's keys to the World Series.
Wow.
Here we have it.
Okay.
Let's go. Red Sox will win if they score first, like they did in the ALDS and the ALCS. They are a perfect 7-0 when scoring the first run of the game. Los Angeles is the home to the world-famous Hollywood sign, but Boston is home to the Citgo sign. And if you want to light a fire under a team's ass, do you want gasoline or stars, Dale?
Well, it depends on who the star is.
What gasoline?
If it's Busy Phillips.
The Red Sox were 6-0 against L.A. this season. Of course, those were all against the Angels.
Well,
6-0 against the Angels. Sox may not have played the Dodgers this year, but they smacked the National League around, going 16-4 in Interleague.
Nice.
L.A. just 12-8. Just 12-8. A true win-win for Dustin Pedroia tonight and all series long. Either his team wins the World Series or his best buddy Manny Machado gets a ring.
Oh, that's just mean.
Some say that Manny Machado looks like pop sensation Ariana Grande.
Huh?
I don't see it.
Who?
I don't see it.
No.
I don't see it.
Those outsourced?
I don't see it. The origin of the Dodgers name started with the nickname Trolley Dodgers, which was attached to the Brooklyn Ball Club due to the complex maze of trolleys in New York, which is perfect because Manny Machado dodges the first baseline to kick opposing first baseman in the ankle.
I've seen that.
The Dodgers have won 6 World Series titles to the Red Sox 8. LA's most recent was 1988, the same year Who Framed Roger Rabbit was in theaters.
Roger Rabbit?
Of all the movies?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? One of the all-time greats. Thank you.
The most voluptuous cartoon character ever.
Roger Rabbit, I know.
No.
No, no. His wife, Jessica.
Jessica was...
Dodgers...
Not Roger, for God's sake,
Rossi. Dodgers co-owner Peter Guber, besides having a name that sounds like he eats alone in a crowded cafeteria every day, was actually born in Boston, Massachusetts.
What?
We have an inside man. Denzel Washington. Dale, did you know that it's illegal to drive more than 2,000 sheep down Hollywood Boulevard? So it sounds
I've only got 1,900. We're good.
Sounds like Dodger fans will have to opt for using either the Santa Monica Boulevard or the Sunset Strip. The Red Sox and Dodgers met in the 1916 World Series. The U.S. was dealing with a gas crisis, and prices soared to 22 cents a gallon. Sox beat the Dodgers 4-1 in 1916, where the Game 2 winner was none other than Babe Ruth.
Whoa.
Who went how many innings in that game?
112.
Rossi, would you like to take a realistic guess?
4.5.
14 innings. He allowed just one run over 14. Take that, Jack Morris.
Clayton. Manager came to take him out, and he punched him.
He said no. And he stayed in the game. Clayton Kershaw has a 4.02 ERA in the World Series. David Price, 2.70 in the World Series.
Whoa.
The Dodgers blew a 1-0 series lead last year in the World Series. Great films like Ted 2,
oh God,
The Departed, Ted, and
2.
Mystic River were shot in Boston.
Yes.
Your move, L.A.
Yeah, they don't shoot any movies out there.
The Red Sox...
Like every other movie.
And Dale, please. Lastly, the Red Sox win the World Series the year after they fire a manager more often than they don't, dating back to 2004. 2004, they have a new manager this year. The prime reason...
Terry Francona wins a World Series his first year managing the Red Sox. John Farrell wins a World Series his first year of managing the Red Sox. Bobby Valent fired
the first after the first year of managing the Red Sox.
Hey, that one didn't work so
good. But hey, 3 out of 4 is not bad.
Got another key.
Oh, what?
No, nope, I don't think you do.
World Series that the Red Sox play in that start on October 23rd. Oh, years follow as 2004, 2007, 2013. And check your calendars right now. It is October 23rd.
I just got shown up on my own thing. That was the best key of them all, Rossi.
I do
all
have...
those World Series start on the 23rd? Is that what they do now?
Maybe or did you just make that up?
Does every World Series start on the 23rd?
No, they don't.
Okay. Wow. Well, I don't like your attitude at all.
So I have some further information for you. Because we found out earlier, as the
day's
gone on, we found out that James Taylor is going to do a rockin' version of the national anthem tonight.
Yeah, I
and
know.
Yaz is going to throw out the first pitch. Tomorrow night.
Okay, here we go. Cardi B.
No. Unless she's part of the ensemble.
Busy Phillips.
The Boston Pops will perform the anthem with vocalists from the Tanglewood Chorus and Boston Symphony Children's Chorus.
I like that. Much
under the
better.
Direction of Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart.
I like that much better than James Taylor.
And your first pitch tomorrow, members of the 2004 World Series team will throw out the ceremonial first pitch, including
Curtis
Hall of Famer Pedro Martinez. I don't know if...
Pokey Reese and Curtis Laskanik.
Will they ask Kurt Schilling back to throw one out with those folks?
Now, this might not be a very popular opinion. I don't like when multiple people throw the first pitch out.
No, because you never know where it's going.
It's dangerous, one, and I don't like dangerous things. No, I want one guy on the mound or one gal on the mound throwing it to home plate. Throw a strike and let's call it a day. Let's not line them all up. You got like 6 first pitches. You have all these different people catching it. That's too much. If you want to have a bunch of the
only
time, team
I,
out
the
there,
only
great.
Time I don't mind that, it's one time a year.
Oh, if it's kids,
no, and when they do the
stuff.
Whole Jimmy
yeah,
Fund,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
all
yeah, yeah.
the doctors and nurses, and they all line up.
That's a good time. So unless you're going to
and
do
no one's
that,
died yet when they've done it.
No, that's definitely true.
Balls flying all over the place.
Oh no, it's not the time. It's not the time, nor the place.
So they are, and we don't know how many members of the 2004 World Series team. We just know Pedro is one of them.
Pedro is one of them. Derek Lowe, you can probably get him out there, throw a nice sinker. Get him.
And Curtis Laskanik, just
Laskanik
to keep Rossi happy.
Yeah.
You could bring Laskanik out. You could do that.
Doug Minkiewicz. He could actually probably throw the ball that ended the game.
He could fake it.
Still has it.
No, this one's going right back in my pocket.
Still has it. All right.
When we come back, what else you got is coming up next. OMF at the top of the hour. Red Sox skipper Alex Cora is at 2:30 here on Sports Radio, WEEI. It's a little lean, mean, and bluesy, isn't it?
Yeah, good energy here, Rossi, to end it. End on a real high note here.
Wow, you have just been all over Rossi today.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I want to apologize to Rossi. I'm not really mad.
A little tired after a delayed flight home
yesterday?
Yeah,
that's the thing. Delayed flight kind of sets you off. And Busy Phillips wasn't on the flight home. She was only on the flight there. So
damn the luck.
He knew the show was so good yesterday. He wasn't on it.
I felt jealous.
Yeah.
I did too. I could feel the heat.
All right, end of the program. A couple of things that we might have missed throughout the course of the day.
What else you got?
Keith?
Yeah, how about this? So there was a recent study about the cities that drink the most, the booziest cities in the country. And it's basically a survey, and they figure out who spends the most money on alcohol over the course of a year. Top 10 list, Boston ranks 4th.
Oh.
Behind San Francisco 3rd, Seattle 2nd, and San Diego actually is the
I like all those
cities. Believe it or not, Las Vegas and New Orleans weren't on the list.
I've been to both those, and I have a hard time believing
that. But I think it's because these are residents, right? And I would think most of the people from Vegas and New Orleans are visiting and get hammered and then leave.
I went to New Orleans earlier this year. Those people are drunk
all the time. No, I know, but I think it's people, but they're not from there is my guess. But so Boston residents are 4th on this list, which makes sense. That sounds about
right. Well, you know, goals.
We can get there. Hey, look out, San Diego. We're coming for you.
Things to work towards.
What else you got?
Rossi was running through this earlier, telling you that when the World Series started on October 23rd in 2004, they won the World Series. When the World Series started on October 23rd in 2007, they won the World Series. When it started on October 23rd in 2013, they won the World Series. However, what happened on October 23rd, 1998, was equally as important.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was, Dale.
20
yes,
years,
it was.
20 years ago today.
Is that right?
Britney Spears dropped that baby.
Woo-wee.
And the schoolgirl outfit yes. became the hottest Halloween costume for the
oh
entire year.
Forget Halloween costume. Just outfits.
One of the greatest videos.
All time.
As 13-year-old
It's why
Jason
they
Ross.
Made videos. It was for this. This is what the whole
this
point of video. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. This is pretty good.
I'd
watch TRL for this. That's how good the video
you
was.
You watched TRL because it was
it was a good show. Yeah, that's true.
Now, in 1997, she was a high school freshman. In 1998, high school sophomore, she'd have been about 15 when she made this.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
She was 15 years old and 16 when her album was released.
And as a 14-year-old myself, it really was nothing. Was
right in your wheelhouse,
it was
wasn't
good.
It?
All good.
All right, we got to get out of here. OMF is coming up next. They're at Fenway Park. The manager, Alex Cora, will join them at 2:30. Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you for stopping by.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.